Dubfod goes hard.
Hey, y'all. For those of y'all that know me know, my hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not by choice. No, it's not by choice. When I do my hair, I like to, you know, finish it off with the little Got to Be Glue spray. You know, just to keep it in place. Well, I didn't have any more Got to Be Glue spray, so I used this. Gorilla Glue spray. Bad, bad, bad idea. Y'all, look. My hair, it don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? It don't move. I've washed my hair 15 times. And it don't move. Stiff wear. Woo!
Dick's internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my good friend via Skype, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Hello, Drunk. The guy's also here is the king of pranks, the albino alligator. Old Crafty, the man o' spice, Mr. Travis Hulse. Travis, how are you doing, buddy? You doing a bit, you guys. You doing a bit.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, Drunk, I hear you just fine, buddy.
Hey, I got
guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, there's so much going on in the world, and we're here to talk about it. Coming up after the break, we will be talking to Delvin Cox, the host of the Delvin Cox Experiment. He is a podcast man, and this is Podcast Month. So,
is it almost over?
It's getting there, Travis. We're about halfway through. Podcast Month. And then next month is Stunt Month. Right? Stunt Month.
Is it?
Woo!
So you're doing the stunts this year?
I don't know, Drunk. I think we skipped Stunt Month last year. We could skip it again this year. Who gives
skip it again.
Yeah. I think we skipped it the last couple years, actually.
Yeah, but I thought maybe we'd bring it back. It'd be fun, right?
We'll see how it goes.
Drunk, you remember when this was fun?
I got this can of Coca-Cola coffee here.
You got the Coca-Cola coffee. It's pretty good, Drunk. I like it.
I just popped it, and now I'm going to take a little chuggy-chug.
Ooh, is this a preview of Stunt Month?
Oh, Drunk's gonna drink a coffee for Stunt Month?
Yeah.
Wow, baby. We're getting wild, Travis, in our old age.
That's right. We gotta dumb it down. We don't wanna hurt ourselves.
Well, I mean, this much caffeine after 8 o'clock.
You drink a monster most weeks, Drunk. You bring a monster over here and chug it.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I can't say that it's great.
It gets both flavors. It's fine.
It's not so bad.
It can't be great. It's coffee poured into cola.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. But they got it right, Drunk. Like, it isn't a bad drink. It's pretty much exactly what it advertised itself as being.
Right. It's better than all the monsters except for the green one, for sure.
Travis, that gal that put the gorilla glue in her hair.
She started off by saying it's not her fault. But, I mean, it's kind of her fault, right?
The problem that I'm having with it is I see everybody making fun of the Gorilla Glue lady. And I mean, she's probably a silly goose. But
well, she's definitely a silly goose.
I remember when we all made fun of the gal who spilled the coffee in her lap. And it turns out that McDonald's was fucking around. Like, their coffee was way too goddamn hot, and she had like third degree burns on her. There was a documentary about it. I saw the pictures.
You trying to tell me that Gorilla Glue is too sticky?
The gal, I'm just saying, drunk, I don't believe anything anymore, because I think that Big Gorilla, they probably got their hooks in early and they turned us all against her. This poor woman who put the glue in her hair.
This poor, dumb woman.
I mean, Saturday Night Live's doing bits on her, Travis. I mean, we're all, the world is dragging her, Travis.
Dude, does a can of spray paint and maybe it does, but does a can of spray paint say on the can to not spray directly into your eyeballs?
I think so.
And should it have to?
No, but Travis, I think about the hot coffee lady. We made fun of the hot coffee lady, Travis.
I know it says something about do not like inhale.
Yeah, well, she was the hot coffee lady was an old woman, and also that particular McDonald's, their coffee machine was on the fritz, so it made shit way too hot.
Yeah, it was like 200 degrees, Travis. It was way too hot.
But Gorilla Glue advertises itself as a ridiculously sticky compound that shouldn't come undone ever.
Yeah, you put bathroom tiles up with it.
I've made pool repairs with it. Like... and it still works.
Yeah, I've repaired kitchen chair, like wooden kitchen chairs that look like they were about to fall apart. I've repaired deck boards that were squeaky that seemed to bounce a little bit too much. It's glue. It's not like the hot coffee thing. It's not like, oh, this coffee's too hot. I wasn't expecting it to be that hot. This is glue. It's expected to be as sticky as
it is
as,
really
as
sticky,
possible.
Though, Travis, that Gorilla Glue.
That's what it advertises.
I don't think we should be trusted with this stuff.
I've used it before on Halloween decorations and costumes. It's sticky stuff.
This broad
on your fingers for sure.
We need to stop talking about people like this. Just in general, we don't have to make fun of them. We just need to stop talking about them, because there's nobody on earth that's so dumb that they thought, let's put Gorilla Glue on my head on purpose.
But do you think that she's going to inspire copycats, Travis? You think Gorilla Glue in your hair is going to be a fad now because we talked about it?
No, I don't. I think what is going to happen is that there is an entire populace of dipshits that will literally do anything possible to get eyes on them to be internet famous, if only for a 48-hour news cycle. Travis, so what you're going to see is you're going to see people doing the stupidest shit and claiming that they are oblivious to the situation.
Travis, in the chat, Court said that a friend of hers put super glue in her ear because it looked like an eardrops bottle.
Well, I also, years ago, one of the managers that I had when I worked at Walmart was like addicted to eye drops and accidentally grabbed super glue instead of eye drops. So, but
one time I put a nickel so far up my nose that a friend had to get one of those flashlights with a pair of tweezers. I just wanted to see how far I could put it up there. It got too far up. I couldn't reach it with my fingers. And a friend had to get the tweezers.
A nickel up your nose.
Well, see, I thought that a penny and a dime, they'd be too easy. I thought a nickel would be a challenge, but I got it like way up there. And
why are you putting any legal tender in your nose that's not a dollar bill rolled up to snort cocaine?
I don't know. I don't know what I was doing.
Okay, well, you got me there. But other than that,
it was a stupid thing to do in retrospect. But I'm glad that Big Nickel didn't come after me and start a campaign.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people a year that happens to,
or up their ass, entire rolls of quarters.
Travis,
oops.
I purchased a new, you know, now that we're sticking it to the man and, you know, we're fighting for the little guy. I got one of them new.
Who's fighting for the little guy?
Yeah, who's fighting for the little guy?
They gave that gal like 20 grand drunk.
No, they
Gorilla
didn't.
Glue lady. They started a GoFundMe for her and people were like, I feel bad for this gal.
GoFundMe gave her 20 grand. Big Gorilla didn't give her 20 grand.
Well, maybe she's going to take him to court. It doesn't say on the bottle drunk. That you shouldn't.
And I guarantee you, shoot it in your hair. Fucking lose.
See, these are the dumb shits that are going to be the copycats. The people who feel sorry for this broad who styled her hair with Gorilla Glue.
I mean, Travis, don't you realize?
To her, I mean, GoFundMe.
She feels like a silly goose. She for sure feels like a silly goose. I feel bad for her.
Why did she put herself on the internet?
It was a simple mistake that anyone could make, right?
Just go to the hospital. So you don't need to put yourself on the internet and be like, look what kind of dipshit thing I did. Whoops. Too sticky.
In the age of the internet, I think that the warning label for any product should just say, see our website for like all the potential hazards. And then they should just think of everything. They should just have like a whole page on the website. It just goes to like a WordPress page that says, don't put it in your ass. Don't glue your fingers together. Don't squirt it in your eyes. Don't put it in your ear like Court's dumb friend. You know, there's so many things that you could tell people not to do.
Well, it should just be kind of a copy and pasted document from product to product, right?
And I mean, in this litigious world, Travis, you got to worry.
Don't Q-tips say directly in the box now, do not shove an ear canal?
Yeah, but
that's what they're... for.
Yeah, that's the only use for them.
Not for that, but...
What's it for, drunk? Name one use for a Q-tip, which ain't cleaning out your ears.
Cleaning, like, stuff, like your car?
You could clean your car with a Q-tip, you crazy person.
Well, I'm not your whole car, but, like, the fucking little area in between the fucking, like, shifter and the fucking...
Nah, you do that with a toothpick.
What are you talking about, drunk?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Wait, you got 7 years to clean your car? That's how long it would take to use a Q-tip.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the outside of your car, buddy. I'm talking about the detail stuff.
You take that to somebody who's got the equipment for that. You don't use a goddamn Q-tip. You shove Q-tips in your ears to get the goddamn wax out.
That's it. That's the only thing you do with them. There's nothing else. But, Travis,
I'm not saying that I don't do it, but it's not technically the use of it.
We're taking it to the man, Travis. You asked me before the show what this show's about. This show's about taking it to the man. And I got one of them new iPhones, Travis. They don't give you...
Oh, that's how you take it to the man. Buy a new iPhone.
They don't give you a charger with your iPhone, Travis. You get the iPhone, and they have... by the way, they changed the fucking cord again. These guys are fucking crooks, Travis.
They are crooks.
We need to warn the people, Travis.
I was going
to
say, let me ask you a question. Do you hate yourself? Because I feel like only people who hate themselves get Apple.
That's why I've been... My daughter just upgrade in quotes from... we got her, like, she's 11, so we just got her a phone because she, you know, she's going to be by herself at the house for short amounts of time after school and before school. So we don't have a landline, so she had to have a phone, and we gave her just like an old Samsung Galaxy, and she hated it and had to get herself an iPhone.
Right. She hated it. You want to know why? Because she texts her friends and her friends get green bubbles and she feels like she's poor, Travis.
Yeah, she's not getting a group. Exactly. Gray
bubbles, it doesn't matter.
Green bubbles are gross. It's the color of boogers.
Hey, listen, I don't want to see when people see my texts. I don't want people to see that I saw their texts. If I want to ignore somebody, I want to be able to ignore them without them knowing that I saw their text.
So you want to ignore them, but you don't want them to know. You ignore me, don't you?
I ignore everybody.
I send you messages all the time that you take hours to read, Travis. They sent us a documentary about bullying, and the cover of it has Keaton on it. And you know I worry about that kid.
I didn't even open that email. Those emails, it takes me hours to open them. If I see him and I'm like, oh, Mike forwarded me another one of these emails from one of these weird ass, you know, usually it's dog shit. And I finally opened it in the afternoon at work, and I was like, holy fuck, Keaton.
Yeah, and they didn't interview Keaton for it. We're still trying to get Keaton. Rest assured, guys, we're still trying to get Keaton. But they didn't interview him. They just like talked about him. You know, they were just like, hey, remember when that Keaton kid got bullied? They put ham down his clothes. I didn't watch the documentary. Maybe Keaton's in it, but he wasn't in the preview. And that was enough. Well, he was in the preview, but you know what I mean, Travis.
He was in the preview, but it was just the clip that everybody's seen.
So, Travis, they changed the goddamn plug again.
Yeah, so they're dirty bastard crooks that want you to buy. I got my iPhone from work, so I carry around two phones like a real dumb shit. But like, my iPhone has got like apps. I was like, oh, I'd listen to my podcast on here, but it's got no fucking headphone jack, so I can't plug like my speaker at work at my desk into my iPhone to listen.
Well, you get a Bluetooth speaker.
I'm not gonna buy a Bluetooth speaker, drunk. I already have a headphone jack speaker sitting on my desk. From what I used to plug my iPod in. Why do I got to buy a new speaker? That's the point. Shouldn't have to buy a new speaker. Shouldn't have to buy a new charger. Shouldn't have
that, buddy, but
any of this shit. These goddamn crooks are you talk about sticking it to the man. They're sticking it to the little guy. I got to go out there and buy a $30 freaking plug just to get something jacked into my phone. No, this is supposed to make my life easier, not more difficult. You understand? You put everything on this phone and I can't even access it?
Fucking
kind of bullshit.
Get him, Gator. Get him.
Ooh, chaps my ass.
That's what we're doing. We're sticking it to the man. So, Travis, I bought two of the plugs because I had because they sent me a new cord. What am I going to do? You know, they changed the USB. So it isn't the regular USB anymore. It's that USB-C shit. So you have to buy a new like plug that goes into the outlet to plug the cord into, and they don't supply that. So they send you a fucking cord that plugs into a USB-C outlet, which who the fuck has those? Nobody. And I guess what people will say is, well, you probably have old iPhone plugs. Yeah, but I just got a new one that I can't use unless I buy an $18 plug. So, yeah, I gave them another $36, Travis. I'm the problem. But I'm not the problem. They're the problem, right?
Yeah, but you're fueling the problem with your dollars.
You know what I'd have done, Mike?
What?
I'd have used that little flat fucking charger you got right now and just kept using that and said, fuck the plug.
Yeah, I did.
I was going to say, yeah, why? Yeah, just throw it on.
And you know what else I did? Apple sells their own cases now, drunk, and they have a $60 leather one.
Use their case.
Yeah, they said, hey, this is a MagSafe leather case. Do you want this? And I was like, hey, yeah, I do. So, yeah, I bought it.
A phone from not cracking?
That's why you got to buy fractional shares in Apple, because of all the dumb shits like you that constantly feed that fucking company.
Yeah, they're a fucking like dongle company now. They just find new ways to trick you into buying shit. And that's why I don't feel bad for Gorilla Glue. I hope they get their asses sued off, Travis, because all these companies, they're not trying to make
Gorilla
stuff
Glue
for
is
us.
Not Apple, though.
Gorilla Glue just puts out a wonderful glue. What are they doing? They're not telling extra compound to make Gorilla Glue work. It's just Gorilla Glue is in a bottle and you take it home and you fix shit.
They make great commercials.
Does the gorilla break through a wall and give you glue and say, here, use this?
Like a charm. And then he goes, oh, yeah.
That's just Kool-Aid, man. See, that's a trick, drunk. All these years, the products that break through walls that they give to you is food. Gorilla Glue needs their own gimmick before somebody starts eating it.
Now it's glue, and they're going to help you fix that wall that he just broke.
The one thing that I have always told people, usually especially around allergy season, the one thing that Gorilla Glue is really good for, you know, because it expands a little bit, kind of like great stuff, is to go ahead, if you're having a runny nose that you can't control, just shove that Gorilla Glue up your nose and give it a good squeeze, and then your nose won't run anymore.
Probably bad advice, but I mean, you know, if you're coming to us, that's the thing, though, Travis, is we assume that people will know that you're being facetious.
Yeah, you would think.
You would assume.
Obviously aren't. That's just like I've seen,
you've obviously seen that that meme that floats around social media about, oh, you don't have access to your iPhone charger? Just throw your phone in the microwave for 20 seconds and it'll be charged right up.
Stop giving people these advices. They're not good. They're bad advices.
They're bad advices. But you know people have done that because the populace is really dumb.
Wait, Travis, that doesn't work, does it?
I don't know. I'm going to do like Bill Nye the Science Guy and say, you have a microwave and a phone. You can figure that out for yourself.
Throw it on in there.
Is it like an X11? What is it? Like a new iPhone every two months?
It's a 12 Pro Max, Travis. It's just a little bit bigger than my old one.
There's a 12, then there was a 12 Pro, then they added a Max on the end.
Travis, it's heavy. It's a heavy phone. I think we're going back. You remember when we were trying to make them little for a while? We're not doing that now. We're making them as big as possible. I got like a fucking flat screen television in my fucking pocket.
You want like an 04 Razor phone is what you want.
Oh, you get back to being smaller again, you mean?
That's what it sounds like you're wanting.
No, I had the option of getting a small one, and I decided I wanted an even bigger one than the last one I had. So, yeah, I'm fine with having big ones. But, you know, I fucks with my phone all day, drunk.
Yeah, if it was up to me, honestly, we'd go back to, like, the BlackBerry days where I could have the buttons I could feel. I liked the buttons I could feel.
You've always been a guy like that. You're big on the touch sensory.
Yeah.
Drunk, you know what I can do now is I can get a little cartoon lion and a cartoon shark. And this phone, it looks at my face and it makes me the cartoon shark. And then I can talk as the cartoon shark and text it to people.
I think Samsung has that same technology.
I can also be a little poop man, Travis.
Aren't you a grown ass man?
Yeah, but sometimes, Travis, it's fun when you're sitting there at work and your wife's sending you a text message. You're like, I'm going to reply to her talking as though I'm a little poop man. Because you know what I love, Travis, is when you send a text message and you get a audio reply. That's the best.
Oh, my favorite. I love audio replies.
Right.
What I really want to do is listen to an audio message. That's why I text and message, because I want audio.
Well, Travis, I'll tell you what we need to do here. I want to talk about the gal who was on the Bachelor, who went to antebellum parties when she was in college. I want to talk about the gal that got fired from The Mandalorian. And I got a targeted ad that I really want to share with you, Travis. It's really exciting stuff.
Ooh, this is going to be amazing after the break.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We're going to be joined by Delvin Cox from the Delvin Cox Experience. I think he's at Delvin_Cox on Twitter. So, follow him. You send him a little at messenger. You tell him you heard him here. But what we're going to do, Drunk, I hope you're ready for this. We're going to take a break.
I'm fucking ready, buddy.
We're going to regroup and we'll be back. Go smoke
a cigarette.
Drunk, you go smoke you a cigarette and I want you to really enjoy it.
Luckily, I'm at home so I can smoke it inside so I don't have to freeze my ass off. So.
Oh, so you'll be on the Skype. Okay, great. Sounds good. See you soon, everybody.
Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
Well, I've never been to space, but I've seen 11 Star Wars. They use swords made out of lasers. Go to funky alien jazz bars.
Listener, there's things you need to know.
Online and on your mobile device.
This is Strange Label.
Natasha, hell of a job out there. You keep carrying the mail like that, and they're going to have to give you your own movie.
Thanks. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to use the little girl's room.
You be careful in there.
Sounds like I'm not the one who needs to watch my back.
People are afraid, Captain. The bathroom is a sacred space for pushing dukes out. That's why I'm here. Giving the Incredible Hulk bathroom privileges is no longer a luxury we can afford.
Tony, he's a guy who needs to take dumps. Where do you expect him to make his dumps?
What if he's in there shitting and reads a tweet he disagrees with? People are at their most vulnerable state in there, and he's a ticking time bomb. We need to be put in check. People can't just dump where they want anymore. The world has changed.
But it's Bruce. Bruce is my friend.
So was I.
We need to evacuate the area. Banner was eating Thai chili all night last night.
Did you miss the sign, Cap? This is a civilians-only stall.
Well, then consider me an outlaw.
You just started a war!
Hi, I'm Dan Ferraro, and I'm listening to WFOD.
God is dead and the snow is falling. Temperatures remain in the teens, and we remain condemned to exist on this frozen hell. Be sure to give a little extra time to arrive at your destinations as inclement weather is expected. And extended periods of time alone in your car will give your mind plenty of time to contemplate the big lie. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Now that I have lived a lifetime's worth of days, finally I see the folly of my ways. So listen when I sing of the temptations of this world, fancy cars and needles, whiskey, flesh and pearls. And then in the end, it's family and friends, loving yourself. But not only yourself, it's about the good walk and the hard walk and the young girls you made cry. It's about make a little music every day till you die. It's a beautiful ride. I stand on the precipice of death. My perspective is enormous. Every leaf.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. And it is podcast month, and we are joined by a very special guest from the Delvin Cox Experience. Mr. Delvin Cox is on the program.
How you guys doing today?
Oh, Delvin. Doing pretty great, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing great, actually. I'm doing great. Pleasure to be on today with you guys.
You guys got a bunch of snow out there? Or you don't get snow, do you?
You know, you don't get Miami, we don't.
You don't get snow. Have you always lived in Miami, or did you move there because fuck snow?
I've lived in Miami all my life, so I've never in my life seen a lick of snow. Huh. Not at all.
You never even like went on a vacation to see snow?
Anytime I went on vacation, there was no snow in the vicinity.
You don't go to snow places for vacation, drunk. That sounds
awful. If you want to go skiing or something.
Black people don't ski. That is 100% not a thing.
I think I saw you posting stuff about the Mandalorian gal, right? The gal that got fired for being, she said some. Now, Travis, did you see this or did you miss this one?
You're talking about Gina Carano, right?
I know her as the Mandalorian gal, but I guess she does probably have an actual name. And she posted, so it was pretty stupid what she posted. It was something.
Yes.
Comparing the way that Republicans are currently being treated to the way that, and it wasn't the way that Nazis treated the Jews. It was the way that, I guess, third parties treated the Jews. And like, it was stupid. It's bad, but it was called anti-Semitic, and I don't necessarily think it was that. It wasn't anti-Jew. It was just stupid.
Well, she was likening herself to the Jews, right? Yes. So it's not. It can't be anti-Semitic if you're saying I'm just like this group. It just means you're minimalizing the fact that millions of people were killed in gas chambers.
So I guess minimalizing it, that is anti-Semitic, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's, we worked it out. I'm glad we did this.
Anti-intelligence, if anything.
Yeah.
Big time. In terms of, we all understand here that cancel culture is indeed a thing. People can get canceled and lose their careers and jobs for things they post and say. So if you know this, why put yourself in a situation where you can lose millions of dollars?
Well, especially if you're working for a company like Disney, who is not going to fuck around anymore. Like, right? Like a corporation like Disney, the House of Mouse, is not going to dick around. It's different if you're working for some, you know, Joe Schmo. Well, and really, I guess it isn't any different for you. People just don't want blowback anymore. So unless you're working for a specific type of political organization, why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Yes. Let's just go back in time a little bit. James Gunn had a very similar situation where he said some inflammatory things before he got hired by Disney.
And they fired him. Before.
And they fired him. And he only reason why he came back was because of fan outcry. This woman does not have that.
Yeah, she doesn't
does not have
the,
fan support like that.
The weird thing about it, Delvin, though, is I get all of this. And in a lot of ways, I say, oh, yeah, you can't do that. And she probably should have been. But it seems like she's being like universally applauded for being fired. Like people are psyched about it, which I think is it's weird.
Gross.
It's a weird reaction that people are like, yeah, I mean, you say, oh, yeah, you can't do that. It's a dumb move. But I mean, like people are overjoyed that Big Disney was like, yeah, fuck this lady. And that seems like weird.
I'm never overjoyed when anybody lose a job. But I also look at it like this. I think this is something that kind of gets overlooked by people. If me and you did something like this at our regular job, we wouldn't be a question. We would get fired. Every company has a code of conduct, code of ethics that you have to follow. And if we don't get chance after chance to break that code of ethics, like if we do something crazy, we post something crazy on our, there's been situations on social where you've heard stories of people working at big companies and they post something on social media and immediately get fired from their job. They weren't even famous.
Yeah. And so, that's the thing is like, I think the companies a lot of the times have over the course of the past, probably even 5 years, their policy on social media has evolved. I know that my company's policy has evolved, and they essentially just say to hold yourself in a higher standard. If you're not, you can't link yourself with the company, right? Whereas Gina Carano, she couldn't distance herself from that because she's in the public eye. She's on one of the most watched shows in the world. You're automatically linked to your company. So to make those statements online automatically puts the company in a preposterous situation. Like they have to fire her, right? Like they can't keep her around because it basically says we support her right to post bullshit on the internet. You can't do it.
So, Trevor, I think you post the hey, I got a Star Wars show coming out. You watch that, and that's it.
Right, exactly.
Hey guys, I'm on Star Wars. Watch that. Okay, bye.
And let's be honest when it comes to the situation. She wasn't the star of the show. She wasn't even really a co-star. She was like, she wasn't on all the episodes.
She popped up like every three.
Yes. This character was expendable.
And from all accounts, too, I just read an article today where they kind of talked to people familiar with the situation and people involved in the production and things, where she was actually warned going all the way back to like November, September, where they're like, you need to cool it with your political shit. Remember, you work for Disney in one of the most high profile franchises in the world. So cool it with your political shit on social media.
My whole thing is this, and this may sound cold-hearted. I don't feel sorry for celebrities. Like, I can sympathize with certain aspects of celebrity and stuff like that, but I'm going to keep it 100. I'm broke. Most of us don't have millions of dollars to fall back on if we lose our job.
Delvin, I feel sorry for Britney Spears. Did you see the thing about Britney Spears, Delvin? She can't spend her own money. Her dad spends it for her. She has to call her dad if she wants to get a Sonic burger.
I didn't watch that documentary yet. People tell me it's interesting. I need to check that out.
It's only like an hour and 10 minutes, too. You got time.
Perfect time. Perfect time. I don't want to watch them too long. Especially about Britney Spears.
Exactly.
No offense to Britney Spears. No, but it's not like...
I pulled that up on Hulu and I was like thinking about watching it, and I saw it was like an hour and 14 minutes. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course I'll watch this. Hour and 14 minutes. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
They had one on Hulu about Tekashi 6ix9ine, and I wanted to watch it. Then I saw it like 3 hours, like, oh, I'm not doing this.
Never mind.
Never mind. Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's more time than you wanted to devote to that guy, huh?
Yeah, more time.
My wife watched that one, and she sent me a text, and she said, hey, watch that Tekashi 6ix9ine thing, and you know, what you find out at the end is he's kind of a piece of shit. And I was like, yeah, I already know that.
Yeah, by all accounts, he's pretty much a piece of shit.
He's not a good guy.
I didn't need a several-hour documentary to tell me that.
The bottom line, the recap for this last 3 hours is, this guy sucks.
I think me seeing the trial footage of him telling on all of his accomplices in a crime kind of tells me that.
The other one that I saw that I just wanted to mention, Travis, did you the gal who won The Bachelor, she got in trouble because when she was in college, she went to something called an antebellum party, which I think is a bunch of folks dressing up like they were in the South, like, you know, in the South was bad news.
Didn't Paula Deen do something like that a while back?
What is Paula Deen?
Paula Deen straight up said something about having house boys or something like that.
Oh,
it was, yes. Yeah, it was like straight up like old school plantation stuff.
So she just had house boys. But this gal, she went to a party in college where I think it's like Halloween, right? Like you just wear that so you could put on a corset and like pull your titties out, right? You don't like say
yes.
Like,
I would think so.
Wouldn't sexy it be antebellums?
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we had slaves again? I don't think it's necessarily that. It's just like remember when we used to wear these silly clothes? Look at my titties. Right. Look at my titties.
Well, that's like toga parties, right? Like, are toga parties problematic? Because there was a lot of bad shit going on back then.
So yeah,
is that frowned upon? Like, do you get canceled if you've ever been to a toga party?
You wear a little leafy hat, right, Travis?
A little leafy hat and a sheet. Oh,
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's certain things.
Can be anything. But then with a white sheet's no good.
Well, that's also another problem. That is bad, Travis. But I feel like we're living in a time where everybody's hypersensitive. I feel like it's for right reasons. We just need to know what to be hypersensitive about in terms of everything that's going on. And it's just crazy. Like, I would have never thought. Like, I grew up in the 90s. I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So what went on in the 80s and 90s was literally the Wild West. And what I mean by that is, if you watch any 80s and 90s rap video, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Look at the old 2 Live Crew videos, the old Snoop Dogg videos, and how misogyny was just oozing off of those records and them songs.
Oh, yeah, sure. It pours off there. When you hear that shit, I listen to Sirius, and I'm listening to, like, Rock the Bells or Sirius Fly, and you hear some of the lyrics, it's like, or I'll throw in an old Ice Cube or something like that, and you hear it, it's like, ooh, I don't think you can do this anymore. Yeah. Like, can I even be singing along with this in my truck?
Is Snoop Dogg's debut album, his first video, I think it was, I can't remember the name of it.
Juice was his first, wasn't it?
I think it was. But one of them, his first videos, they literally pull the top off of girls. And this was shown on MTV over and over again. They pull the top off and run around with it. I'm like, whoa. And the girl could have been no more than 19 years old. And I think to myself, like, yeah, you can't make this video today.
Yeah, we're evolving. And I feel like, you know, and you can agree with me or not, but I feel like we're so far into cancel culture right now that the pendulum has to swing back, right? It has to correct itself where we end up in like a happy medium.
You think we'll get another Limp Bizkit out of this, Travis? You think that's where we're going?
I don't think you're ever going to swing it all the way back, but it's got to swing, right? Like we can't.
It's going to swing back.
Yeah, we can't be so far gone into this where everybody is offended. I mean, you look at any social media and anything anybody says about anything is automatically people are offended or at least sensitive to that. We can't, that can't last forever. It won't last forever. I feel like we're going to get to a happy medium where, you know, everybody kind of realizes what you should and shouldn't say. And people are going to be able to look or not look and kind of distance themselves from things that they don't like. But right now, I feel like we had to go this far to get to where we need to be.
Well, I think you're starting to see some of those that's swinging back now in terms of you see certain situations where celebrities that do something that's maybe offensive to some and people are starting to get outraged about it. Then you see a whole other group like, that's not a big deal. And it's not the group that you expect to say it's not a big deal. It's the same group that you were seeing a couple of years ago who was kind of starting the outrage in the cancel culture. I just think it just kind of is one of those things where we had such an extreme 4 years ago. And it's kind of like now we're kind of getting back normalized. Well, things clearly aren't perfect.
Right. I think people are growing up, right? Like, I mean, people, yes. You know, there's a certain point in people's lives where they feel so adamantly about things. And then as you grow up and, you know, you're in the real world and you're working and you're starting a family and stuff, it's like all of a sudden certain things aren't as important. They might still be important to you, but they're not so important that you need to go dox somebody over it.
Yes. Also, I will add this thing into it. I think this is very interesting. Trump, whether you like him or not, was always in the news every day.
Oh, yeah.
Always some type of news, some type of excitement.
Still is, really.
Still is to an extent.
Hasn't even said shit in like a month, yes. And we're still talking about him every day.
Yes. Joe Biden, whether you like him or not, is relatively boring.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it.
And I think that's the difference in terms of then and now, whether you like Joe Biden or agree with anything Joe Biden says or not, he is a boring politician.
Yep.
And I think that normalizes society when you don't have a politician out there saying the things that Trump was saying, whether you agree with it or not.
Right.
Even the news are kind of like, even watching the news now, I find myself looking at the news like, okay, they're reaching now. They're just kind of like making something bigger than it is because they're running out of things to talk about.
And they know people are going to click on it.
Yeah.
You know, you say outrageous things to get people to click on it. That was the one thing that I said as soon as Biden was elected. And I'll be honest, I didn't vote for him. I vote third party and have for the last three presidential elections. But, you know, when he was elected, my first thought was, thank God there's a president I can ignore again.
Yes. That's what I thought, too. That's exactly what I thought. Thank God it's just a situation now where people are going to just what I'm hoping happens is people start ignoring these things and politics can be kept to themselves again. We don't need to know everybody's politics.
Nope.
We don't need to know if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian. We don't care.
No, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. And if it does come up, it shouldn't be so contentious. Like if you actually want to have a conversation about politics, you should be able to have a conversation about politics and be like, oh, I guess we disagree here. It shouldn't be everybody at each other's throats all the time, nonstop. It's just, that's so gross.
Yeah, and it seems like common sense ain't common too much anymore. No,
it seems like when rational people get together and have a conversation, that common sense is reached. But anytime you have an echo chamber and like a giant group of people with no context, then there can't be any common sense. It's just got to be, you know, vitriol.
Well, that and projecting ill intent on other people, like to say, this guy thinks that they should take all the guns. Well, maybe not. He generalized it a little bit. He probably thinks more like you than you'd think. But
yeah, he probably realizes that you can't take all the guns because it would be impossible.
I'm pretty sure that guy wouldn't put Gorilla Glue in his hair.
It is not feasibly possible to take all the guns in America. I guarantee you, and this is what I 100% guarantee you, there are more guns on the streets than there are with cops.
Sure.
Oh, by far.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Legal and illegal.
Probably not going to take them all. It'd be too hard.
Yeah. It'd be impossible.
Right. And so if you're worried about that guy, stop it, because you don't need to. It's fine. Travis, yeah. I really want to share this with you guys because Delvin's here, and what I worry sometimes, Travis, is that, like, you know, me and you and Drunk, you know, we're similar, and like maybe there are things like that people want and need, and like we hear it and we think it's silly, but maybe Delvin can help us because I got a targeted ad earlier, Travis. And okay. Like, you know, I thought, is this something that anyone wants? And okay. I can't imagine the person who would want this product, but Delvin, maybe you can help us. I pulled some clips from this targeted ad and this just came up okay. randomly for me on YouTube. So I want to play it for you. Travis, let me know what you think.
I'm about to blow your mind. This is going to be a bit controversial, but it has some really important lessons. There's a certain strain of bacteria called Lactobacillus reuteri that will help you grow bigger balls. There was a study published in 2014 that used male Wistar rats. These rats have extremely similar reproductive systems as human men.
Hey, Delvin, do you want your balls to be really big?
No. I have never looked at my balls like, you know what? They need to be bigger.
Have you ever just been like, you know what? If only there was a product that I could take to make my balls bigger than they currently are.
Mike, what have you been Googling lately, buddy?
Drunk, I don't know.
Why would you get that? I've never seen this.
I was watching a clip from The Big Lebowski on YouTube, Travis, and it just popped up.
What you were watching, it matters what you've been Googling. You've been Googling something.
This man has like a 4-minute infomercial about this pill that you could take to make your balls bigger.
I have never seen this commercial. That is a wild commercial to get. It must be popular if it's actually showing up on your feed. It must be somebody's getting this, somebody's buying this stuff.
So here,
I better watch what my fucking. You're probably wondering the
same thing as I did.
So here we go, Travis.
You're probably wondering the same thing as I did the first time I saw these studies.
What's the first thing that you wondered? Like, does anyone want their balls to be bigger, right?
No, my first thought is, why were they studying how to make rats' balls bigger?
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a bunch of rats. What are you going to do, Travis? So he answers the question, which is obviously what you were thinking too, right, Travis?
Where can I get the right probiotics? What's the best way to get the right bacteria, specifically the strains of bacteria that are great for men? And how can I implement this into my diet or my supplement regimen?
Right, that's what you were thinking. That's what everybody was thinking. Like
everybody was thinking that.
Obviously, we got these big ball pills.
What is the benefit of this? Like they're already cumbersome. Bacteria. They're already cumbersome.
Right, they're in the way. Like,
they're in the way. There's never been a lady alive that was like, man, I sure do love big balls. Like, they don't want them slapping around. They Devin, don't want to see them. They don't want to feel them.
Do you ever sit down too fast and, like,
yeah,
you bang your balls on the bottom of the chair? That hurts.
I had a girlfriend when I was, like 20, and I was sitting in a chair, and she sat in my lap. And she sat wrong, so she didn't sit on my legs, and she, like, slid down between my legs and crushed one of my ball bags under her fucking – because she's got a tiny little bony ass – and, like, crushed one of my ball bags between her and this hard-ass chair, and I don't think I've ever been the same.
Well, in the chat, Couch asked Travis, do making your balls bigger equal more sperm?
No.
Maybe that's it.
No.
No? No. So this is just – cosmetic.
It happened to older men. When men get really old, their balls get bigger and their penis gets smaller.
Do their balls get bigger or do they just get more sack? Because I have an excess of sack now, Travis. Maybe I need bigger balls to fill out this sack.
Okay. That might actually be a thing.
Your sock got too big. Now you need a bigger foot.
So yeah, this is what you need, Travis, to help with your balls.
First off, sauerkraut, which could be just sauerkraut juice, as the liquid actually holds a lot of the bacteria itself.
So you get sauerkraut juice.
Sauerkraut juice. Just the juice.
I don't know if that just helps with the things that he's doing. He's explaining how to use it. I don't know.
I take my medication in the morning by drinking the juice out of a sauerkraut jar, so I should be good to go.
Do you throw away the sauerkraut?
Oh, yeah. You just grab that out with your hands, just toss it over the deck and just drink the juices.
Who in the house just has sauerkraut just laying around?
Guys, I was mesmerized by this commercial. I'm glad that you guys share my enthusiasm for this, because I want to know who's the person that wants these big old balls. Like, who are they?
Angus Young from AC/DC.
I don't know what you Googled, but you Googled something.
And I got one more clip. I don't even remember what this was.
Every single capsule of Fluorosil 50 has 50 billion live organisms in it. Simply take one capsule a day and you're feeding yourself 50 billion live cultures that contain the strains that you need to keep your male hormonal health in check, lower cortisol levels, and help improve your reproductive biomarkers.
Charles, that's too many living organisms.
That pill had the coronavirus in it. Don't take that shit.
Right.
You are going to fucking die.
This is the wrong time to be advertising pills that have 50 billion organisms in them.
I feel like that's the start of in 1980s horror movie, right? Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Stuff, where it's like they're drinking this like alien marshmallow looking substance and it's taking them over. I feel like if you are consuming that many living organisms multiple times a day or multiple times a week, that you're eventually not going to be yourself.
Yes. Or you're drinking sea monkeys.
a lot of protein in a sea monkey.
Travis, in the chat, somebody's saying that German guys don't usually have bigger balls. I don't know.
I can't confirm or deny that.
I have never seen a German man's balls, I'm happy to say.
Yeah, maybe we need to do like a non-scientific study. Just, you know, find some German guy's balls.
Somebody dig up Hitler.
I guess.
Let's go look at Hitler's balls.
There's one thing you can say about Hitler. He had big ass balls. That's why this weird ass white guy got into it. He's like this alt-right dude, and he's like, you know what? Hitler had some real
say
big balls.
Say what you will about Hitler, but the guy had some fucking balls on him.
Yeah. Let's figure out how we also can get Hitler balls.
That's what it's going to call the product. Hitler balls.
Hitler balls. Mind balls.
Drunk buddy, you don't want this, do you? It's called Fluorosil 50 if you want to Google it.
I don't believe I need it. No,
the guy was saying, I think that like it makes you vital, Drunk. It makes you like a more manly.
I'm currently all balls right now anyway, so
that's what I've always said about you.
It just makes you want to fuck shit and kill shit, sack. Drunk. But Drunk, let me ask you this. Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about? Something you've been watching, Drunk? Something you've been listening to? Is something that you would recommend to the people?
Drunk's pick of the week is Gorilla Glue. It's a fine product. Please don't sue them. Just because one dumb person put it in their hair does not mean it's a bad product. I like Gorilla Glue. I've used it. It works well. Thank you.
Oh, we're very aware how well it works.
Travis, buddy, you got pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Travis?
I do. And before I get to my actual pick of the week, I would like to give an honorable mention pick of the week. And I only say honorable mention because this is something you've picked for your pick of the week previously, is Ted Lasso on Apple Plus.
It's so good, right?
Is so damn good. And I know most people probably don't have Apple Plus because there's not much on it. I mean, it's kind of a shitty service. Yes. But if you can get yourself a free trial take the couple of days. I started it just because I was like, oh, I like Jason Sudeikis. I'll check it out. Mike said he liked it. You know, I watched the first couple of episodes and was in love with this show. It's so full of heart. It is so positive. But it's funny and it's engaging. It's wonderful. Ted Lasso. I think I was going to try to take my time with it, and I think I finished it in like 2.5 nights. It's so good. Like 10 episodes. Watch Ted Lasso if you get a chance. Like I said, grab a trial to Apple Plus. I don't recommend paying for Apple Plus because there's nothing on it, but it is worth the price of admission. Even if you have to spend it, you pay for it for 1 month, it's probably worth it. Ted Lasso is awesome. Actual pick of the week is Possessor. A new motion picture that just came out last year from the son of filmmaker David Cronenberg. Exactly what you would think the son of David Cronenberg would make. It's about a hitman service that kind of takes over people's bodies. It's almost impossible to explain. It is creepy and weird and just kind of off and gory. Possessor is on Hulu right now.
Charles, a pick of the week. There's a show on Sci-Fi. It's called Resident Alien. It's really fun. The guy's name is, what is it? Alan Tudyk. Is that how you say that?
Alan Tudyk. He played Nightcrawler in the X-Men motion pictures.
No, it's not him. Is
he
it?
He was the squire in A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
Oh, Alan Tudyk. Yeah, he was also the voice of the droid in Star Wars Rogue One. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know who you're thinking of, Travis, but it's not him. But yeah, no, it's great. He's like an alien man, and he crashes on Earth, and he has to pretend to be a person, and he's really weird, and so it's funny. So yeah, Resident Alien. It's on Sci-Fi. It's great. Delvin, hate to put you on the spot, but do you have a pick of the week? Something you've been enjoying recently that you want to tell the people about?
I do, actually. There's a movie that came out recently on HBO Max called Judas and the Black Messiah. It is fantastic. It's a movie about Fred Hampton, who was he was a Black Panther. He helped create the Rainbow Coalition. For those who don't know what the Rainbow Coalition is, Google it. You'll figure it out, which is pretty interesting. And this whole story is about how the FBI got somebody who was a street guy to basically join the Black Panthers and help arrange the assassination of Fred Hampton. It's a fascinating story that gives you like not only an inside look at the Black Panthers, but it kind of feels like, if you like movies like Donnie Brasco and things like that, it feels a lot like that, and it gives you a take on the FBI that you wouldn't expect from a movie.
Like,
it's really, really good.
Kind of sounds like a Black People Departed.
Yes. That is a perfect way to put it. Yes.
Well, then I'm sold. And plus, it's got L.A. Keith Stanfield in it.
Yes.
I know his name is LaKeith, but I like to call him L.A. Keith.
Sounded a bit like a Black Klansman, too. Yes. If you like Black Klansman, if you like Departed, you would probably love this movie. It's really good, based off a true story. Fascinating.
Delvin, is it 1 hour and 14 minutes? Can I breeze through this thing?
I think it's 2 hours long, but it goes fast. It because this was a movie that was supposed to be in theaters, like Wonder Woman 84, things like that. So it feels like a motion picture, right? Like something that you're supposed to watch in movie theaters. It's really good.
Theaters and direct to HBO Max for what, 40 days, 45, 30 days, something like that. Yes. It's in my list. I'm excited to watch it.
I'm getting really used good to this watching movies at home thing, guys. I don't know if I really liked going to the movies, but I don't know. I'm
torn because HBO Max at the end of March has Godzilla versus Kong.
Yes.
Coming the same day as theaters, and there's nothing like a Godzilla movie, right, in the theater.
Godzilla isn't one that you want to watch at home on your TV.
But it's going to just be on TV.
It's going to be so great, Travis, that you could just watch it.
Just watch it.
Right. You don't have to like get a babysitter. You don't have to pay $40 for the tickets.
$15 bucket of popcorn. I mean,
watch Godzilla fight a big monkey man.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on my TV.
There you go.
Got a bathroom right there. Can pause it. It's great.
Guys, we did it. Check Delvin's podcast out, the Delvin Cox Experience. Delvin, that's everywhere, I assume, right?
Everywhere.
You get it on the Spotify, you get it on the
Where iTunes. Can they find you on the social medias, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter at Delvin_Cox. And you can I think I'm on Instagram too, and the same thing, Delvin_Cox. So check me out those places and check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts.
Guys, thanks. Thanks, Delvin. We'll probably do it again. You think about a week drunk? Do it like next week.
7 days. Yep.
Yeah, probably about that.
Time has run the river dry. Dry as a twisted trail into the bone. Into where the feeling nothing else will do. I could hear you sing it. They turn the blue. Was it your graffiti? Did you write your name on a dirty seat?
Jody was arguing with somebody last week, Travis. Because he said something about podcast month, and somebody replied to him and said, yeah, no, podcast month isn't a thing. And Jody's like, yeah, it is. It's every February. You hang out with podcasters that you've never, worked with before. And, like, he was explaining podcast month, and I DM'd him, and I said, Jody, I mean, podcast month is just like some dumb thing that we do. Like, it's not.
Yeah, we made that up. Yeah, that's not
it's not like a real thing. So he's like arguing with people that podcast month is real. And I had to. I felt really bad because I mean.
I feel like that's how all good things start, though, right? Is like one person does it, it spreads. Somebody thinks it's an actual thing, and then it just becomes.
Yeah, and he said, "I've been sentient. Thinking that podcast month was real for years." And I was like, "Well, you're a fool."
He did,
Jody. Yeah.
What does he think? Stunt month's a national month too? Right. Come on.
I told him. I said, Jody, I've got to break it to you, but Travis isn't really an alligator.
That is true. Not albino, not an alligator.
Right. Like we do things, and this is one of the things we do. In February, we do podcast month.
Well, God bless his heart.
Yeah. It was kind of sweet, Travis.
That is sweet. I like that. That's a touching story, actually. touches my cockles.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND or tweet us at WFOD Show. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Val. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back again next week. Thank you and goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.